It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 4th. I'm Ben Johnson. Two of the biggest hacker gatherings in the world wrapped up in Las Vegas last weekend, and the tens of thousands of attendees are mostly home by now, except for United Kingdom-based hacker Marcus Hutchins, or as he's known online, Malware Tech. Hutchins was in Nevada with all the other hackers, ostensibly as a white hat hacker, one of the good guys who do their research to improve online security, not break it. In fact, he's been hailed in the hacking community as a hero for inadvertently undermining the massive WannaCry hacking malware that infected hospitals and other businesses around the globe a few months back. But on his way out of Nevada, Hutchins was arrested by authorities and has been indicted by the Justice Department for creating a banking malware called Kronos. It's an unusual story. And Motherboard journalist Joseph Cox is here to explain. Hi, Joseph. What happened?
Yeah, so last week there were the annual Black Hat and DEFCON hacking conferences. Marcus attended those like thousands of other hackers. As he was leaving to get the plane, it appears that he was arrested by the US authorities in the airport itself and then briefly detained for a few hours or overnight and then taken to the Las Vegas FBI field office. And we've just found out that he was indicted for allegedly creating his own piece of banking criminal malware.
Joseph, tell me about the malware that he has been accused of creating. What did it do? How did it affect the banking industry? What happened there?
So the piece of malware is called Kronos, and Marcus allegedly created and helped distribute it between 2014 and 2015. The malware is quite typical. All it is designed to do is to steal banking credentials, spoof legitimate-looking banking websites, so then when people enter their passwords, it gets sent to the hacker. But it was sold on the dark web on a forum called Alphabay, which, funnily enough, the FBI recently shut down. It is currently unclear if the shutdown of Alphabay is connected to this arrest, but it's certainly interesting timing.
Joseph Cox, he's a journalist working for the site Motherboard. Joseph, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lauren Good is the co-host of the podcast Too Embarrassed to Ask, host of the video series Next Level, and senior editor at The Verge. She is also my adversary on Silicon Tally this week. Lauren, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am ready.
All right, what do you got for me?
All right, 32 minutes.
32 minutes was the amount of time that Slack was down this week for some major startup, and the entire company ground to a halt.
That's a really good idea. We should figure out a way to make that happen. But this was the number of minutes per day that Instagram has said its users under the age of 25 spend in the app, which happens to be slightly more than the amount of time that Snapchat maker Snap said back in its S1 in February that its users spend the app.
Mm-hmm. The Instagram Snap battle continues. The shade battle continues.
Oh, yeah. Who can copy each other the fastest?
All right. $48 billion or the worth of one Ford Motor Company?
The valuation that Elon Musk said on Twitter his company was going to be in a short amount of time.
You didn't quite hit the bullseye, but you're on the target, so I'll give it to you. This is the amount of worth Apple added when its shares surged 6% earlier this week to a new all-time high. And this is from actually a CNBC headline that I just thought was funny. It said Apple just added a Ford. Basically, the worth of Ford Motor was added to Apple in one day. What do you got for me?
All right, what I have for you is 330 terabytes.
This has to be the HBO hack, right?
No, it does not have to do with the hack. This is the number of terabytes of uncompressed data that IBM scientists have managed to cram into a tiny storage cartridge that sits in the palm of your hand. And it was co-developed with Sony.
Wow. We're going back to tape because it's not digital, right? It's like on actual tape.
That's correct. And yet we still run out of space on our phones.
All right, I got another one for you. This is a sports score. I'm going to give you that hint. 19-3.
The final tally of the Giant Esports tournament in Mountain View the other day. I just really made something up.
I like it. You're swinging for the fences, and that will make sense for me to say because this is the score of a corporate tech company softball match between Uber and Lyft. Guess who won?
Lyft?
Yeah. Crushed them.
Well, they've had more time to practice because they haven't been dealing with quite as many corporate scandals.
True. True.
You know, I have to wonder if they shook hands after the game or if they're all too busy hailing their rides home.
Oh.
Who knows?
Lauren Good, she's senior technology editor at The Verge, and she co-hosts the podcast Too Embarrassed to Ask. Lauren, thanks for playing Tally with me.
Thanks so much, Ben. This was fun.
And speaking of Uber and scandals, a story in the Wall Street Journal says the company knowingly leased Honda-made SUVs to drivers in Singapore, even though those vehicles were due for an important safety recall. All this happened while still under the leadership of former CEO Travis Kalanick, by the way. Not a great look for a company already not doing great. Nonetheless, I hope you do something great this weekend. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.